Well, thanks very much, Ray, for joining me for this week's news brief. You recently wrote an article for the Citizen Telegram and the Post Independent about a lawsuit that's been filed against Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Can you talk about what attracted you to the story?
Bree Buentello, out in Pueblo, brought this lawsuit to Lauren Boebert's federal lawsuit. And what attracted me to it, it has so many highlights surrounding the First Amendment. And, of course, with Boebert being in my coverage area, it definitely behooves me to give this information out to the readers.
And this is a federal lawsuit. What's the crux of the suit?
Well, the crux of the suit is, Amy, obviously with the First Amendment, taking the forefront of the argument and through the medium of Twitter, there's a lot of questions that pop up, okay? Especially with Boebert being an elected official, a public official, according to the argument, she cannot block one of her constituents from expressing their opinion. Now, obviously with Twitter and social media, that's a whole different story for me. I'm more of a letter to the editor type of person, of course. But if she says, and this is coming from Bree Buentello, that Boebert can't do that because it's essentially a public forum, then that's exactly what's taking place here. That's taking the forefront of this argument. To me, at least, that's the crux of the situation here.
Well, even in your article, you had an interesting quote from Bree Buentello saying that, quote, it's no different from Boebert trying to block entrance to a public town hall in Pueblo, end quote.
It's absolutely right. I mean, obviously, with the 21st century, you're kind of electronic public hall, if you will, and it's on a daily basis. You know, we're not having cracker barrels anymore, it seems like.
For those who might not know what a cracker barrel is, can you define that?
So a cracker barrel, and excuse me, this is something that definitely relates to my days back in rural South Dakota. Each legislative session, starting in spring, representatives would have what is called a cracker barrel. They would meet with the public, they would have a public forum, and they would discuss all the bills that they're sponsoring. And that way the public has this interface with their elected representatives.
So it's like a town hall.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, you know, we're seeing in this day and age, those town halls have been sort of translated into the electronic sort of presence in media.
And so the suit came from the fact that Buentello was blocked from Boebert's personal account or from her professional account.
That's what's up for debate right now. It is from her public account. However, her lawyers, I mean, people representing her through their judicial branch are trying to argue that her account is actually private. But it's definitely public. Anybody can go on there and impart their opinion.
So, Ray, is there a precedent for this?
There is. Of course, it's going to be the elephant in the room, former President Donald Trump. And this pertains to Knight First Amendment Institute versus Trump. And this was a case in 2018 where it was the same exact thing. Trump began blocking people on Twitter, which was deemed unconstitutional. Obviously, you know, a presidential account as opposed to a personal account. There was a distinction there. However, blocking people, as they found, violates their rights to participate in a designated public forum. This is the exact, in my mind, very similar. It's almost a facsimile of that case. I mean, that precedent right there should explain to the readers that the likelihood of Boebert winning this case, it seems like slim to none. And if you look at the details of that 2018 case against Trump, the exact same thing. What's kind of surprising to me is the fact that Boebert is being represented by the judicial branch. So my question is, how much in taxpayer money is this, you know, taking for this representation? And moving forward, what are we going to see next? That's my biggest question.
Ray Urquhue of the Citizen Telegram and Rifle and the Post Independent in Glenwood Springs, thanks very much for your reporting, and thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Absolutely, Amy. It was my pleasure.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.